Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where, of course, we're streaming live. Going out on the phone now to Mona Shand, who is a reporter and anchor with WHMI in the Brighton area, formerly of WLNS TV6 here in Lansing. Good evening, Mona. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I am doing very well. What a day it's been.
And people may recall, I've had Mona on a couple of times in the last 18 days talking about events in Cairo. She has immediate family in Egypt. And I kind of felt the need to go full circle with you today. And certainly the story isn't over, but I knew it would be an awfully big day. And I wanted to connect with you and see how your family is doing in Egypt and just your thoughts on the day.
Well, I really appreciate that because this is absolutely, a historic day for the people of Egypt and really I think for everyone who has witnessed this. I mean, if you had told me 3 weeks ago that we were on the cusp of seeing the people of Egypt basically overthrow someone who's been in power for more than three decades, I would have never believed it. Nor would most of the people in Egypt, and yet here we are. It's really remarkable.
Well, and I thought I happened to have the news on this morning, working on booking the show today, and happened to have a network on it while the reporter, while it was happening, when the announcement was just made, and I'm hearing all of a sudden horns honking and the reporter's looking over his shoulder trying to figure out what's going on and realizing something was going on, and the reporter in me, like you, was going, okay, something big is happening, and for
right.
a moment I was afraid. I thought, I'm not sure which way this is going. I don't know if this is happy yet for these folks or if it was going to go the other way.
Exactly. And, you know, and last night when we went to bed, we were actually quite fearful for what was about to happen because, I mean, what a turn of events in less than 24 hours. Last night, President Mubarak comes out and says he's digging his heels in, basically. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. And then 12 hours later, you know, we find out he's leaving. And it really was good to see. You know, I was also fearful of what sort of a turn that celebration in Tahrir Square would take. It seemed to be very peaceful. Absolutely jubilant. The people are thrilled about what they've accomplished. And now I guess that leads to the big question, what happens next?
It certainly does. That was, of course, like I said, as the reporter, that was my next question for you. It kind of leads to the what's now, and we've done this, and the jubilation over the accomplishment of the citizens who, you know, for 18 days didn't leave and said they weren't going to leave until Mubarak had stepped aside. Now there's some trepidation, I would imagine.
There absolutely is. And, you know, as excited as I am for my family, you know, I was talking to my dad, who is almost 80 years old, and he said he never in his lifetime dreamed he would see this happen. So, of course, we're thrilled for our family that's there. We're also still very concerned for them because as remarkable as this is, it doesn't change the situation in Egypt overnight. Nobody's going to wake up tomorrow who didn't have a job and suddenly have a job. We still have extreme poverty. We have, you know, very high illiteracy rates in the country. And these are problems that will take years, if not generations, to slowly correct. And, of course, democracy is a step on that road. But it's going to be a long and difficult road for the people of Egypt.
Well, as you, and if I might, your conversations with your father, who, as you said, is almost 80 years old, who has seen experiences in Egypt and seen change in his country, what was his feeling, if I may ask, in terms of what comes next? And is he hopeful? Is he pleased with the day's events and has some wisdom about what's to come?
You know, he is hopeful. He is trying to be as optimistic as possible because, of course, he and my mom left Egypt because of the conditions there, and that was 40 years ago. So they always wanted something better for Egypt. You know, it's who they are. It's a piece of who they are. So they want better things for Egypt, but they are nervous about just turning over the reins so quickly, really. And this kind of change that's happened at the pace that we've seen it happen, they are understandably fearful about what could come, and they just don't want to see things descend into chaos. That's their big fear.
And what about family? Have you been able to talk with family over there today or communicate in any way?
We have. We've gotten, you know, a few phone calls through. We've gotten messages online, and they're, you know, for lack of a better word, they're kind of drunk on this revolutionary spirit. They're so excited that I think the thought of what happens next isn't really something they're thinking about today. You know, they'll have to start thinking about that in the days to come. But I think, you know, maybe we do have to allow them this moment of celebration while still being concerned about the long-term future.
And with the power being turned over, apparently, to the military to take over the state's business, the military folks in the square seem to be, you know, in sync with the citizens today.
They really do. And, you know, we have to remember that the military in Egypt plays a very different role than it does in this country. Every male citizen of Egypt has to do military service. So it's very much a part of people's lives. It's not like, you know, here we have some families who are maybe Army families, some who have a Navy tradition. In Egypt, everyone goes through the military. So they're very connected with the people. And I think the role that the military has played this whole time as far as not turning on the people has made a big difference.
The thought occurred to me this morning as I was watching this happen on television that this was going to be one of those "where were you" moments that we all have some in our lives. But that thought occurred to me today.
I think you're absolutely right about that. You know, when again, who knows if we'll be lucky enough in our lifetime to witness something like this. And that's why I think it's historic, not just for the people of Egypt, but for everyone who witnessed it, because it really says something about the world today. I mean, you look at the role that social media played in all of this. You look at how connected the world is right now, and you know, you can't help but be a little bit amazed.
And social media was a big part of this, admittedly, by the government in Egypt. Their officials have said that, you know, that played a role as well. They were aware of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they were. And, you know, you start to think, well, maybe it's not such a bad thing that we're all on Facebook so much. You know, if Facebook has the power to bring, at least play a role in bringing about change like this, that's pretty remarkable.
And I of course had Facebook on as well, as while I was on my laptop working this morning when this was happening on TV, and I thought the same thing, because immediately Facebook started buzzing with people making postings, Mubarak stepped down and so forth, and that's how quickly, and I guess Mubarak's reign acknowledged that as well by shutting down the internet immediately when this started.
Exactly. So they knew just how powerful a tool this was. And, you know, and I have to say, if there's some other good maybe that came out of this, is that you look at the raised level of awareness among American people about what is happening in that part of the world. You know, I wonder how many of my friends on Facebook who are not Egyptian knew who Mubarak was a month ago, or that he had been in power for 30 years. So I think it's really, this whole experience, watching it unfold, has really changed the way a lot of people look at the rest of the world.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct on that. And Mona, your family as well, I take it, over there?
They are, thank goodness. And we just hope for the best, and we hope for slow and stable long-term changes to come for the whole country.
Well, and this has developed so quickly and gotten to this point so quickly. In the scheme of things, 18 days is a moment for this to happen. And I do love your quote, drunk on revolutionary spirit. I think that's appropriate. As things develop, we'll check back in with you, Mona, and enjoy your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Mona. Mona Shand, a reporter and anchor with WHMI in the Brighton area, formerly, as I said, with WLNS-TV6 here in Lansing, a familiar and happy face to those around us. Her family is from Egypt, and so that's why it's been enjoyable for me to be able to check in with her from time to time and, again, kind of give us a bird's-eye view of what's happening over there. A very big day, a very big day for the world. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.